From the Northwest Wisconsin Sports Desk, I'm Dave Tindall. Iowa's Caitlin Clark has become the all-time NCAA Division I scoring leader, breaking the late Pete Maravich's 54-year-old record when she made two free throws after a technical foul was called in the sixth-ranked Hawkeyes' 93-83 win over number 2 Ohio State. Clark finished with 35 points. She entered the game needing just 18 to pass Maravich at 3,667, which he amassed in just 83 games over three seasons at Louisiana State. Maravich's record fell 4 days after Clark broke Lynette Woodard's major college women's record when she scored 33 points against the Gophers. Kawhi Leonard had 32 points, and the LA Clippers beat the Minnesota Timberwolves 89-88 yesterday in a physical and defensive game between two of the top four teams in the West. Norman Powell matched a season high with 24 points, and Paul George added 15, but shot just 5 of 16 from the field and was 3 of 11 from the arc. The Clippers played without Russell Westbrook after he fractured his left hand in a home victory over Washington on Friday night. Ivica Zubac returned after missing two games with an illness. Anthony Edwards scored 27 points for Minnesota, which dropped a half game behind Oklahoma City for the West lead when the Thunder won at Phoenix later in the day. The Clippers are in Milwaukee tonight to play the Bucks. We'll have that game at 6:30 on WJMC AM 1240, 96.5 FM. The Bucks start the week tied for second in the East with Cleveland, 9 games back of the Celtics. Jaylen Brown scored 29 points. Jason Tatum had 27 on his 26th birthday. And the NBA best Celtics posted their third largest winning margin in franchise history, drubbing the weary Golden State Warriors 140-88. Boston set an NBA record with its third win this season by 50 points or more. Peyton Pritchard added 19 for the Celtics, who extended their season-best winning streak to 11 games. Stephen Curry didn't play in the second half and finished with a season-low 4 points for Golden State, missing all 9 of his 3-point attempts. Kirill Kaprizov scored his second hat trick in less than 2 weeks by scoring the go-ahead goal with 3:59 left to lift the Minnesota Wild past the San Jose Sharks 4-3. Frederic Gaudreau also scored as the Wild outshot the Sharks 32-15 and stopped a 3-game losing streak. On spring training diamonds yesterday, the Brewers pounded Arizona 10-4. D.L. Hall, acquired from Baltimore in the Corbin Burns trade, got the win with 2 innings of shutout ball. Christian Yelich collected 2 hits and scored twice. The Twins and Rays tied 4-4. The U.S. Women's National Soccer Team rebounded from its loss to Mexico with a 3-0 victory over Colombia to advance to the semifinals of the CONCACAF Women's Gold Cup. Jenna Neiswanger and Jaden Shaw scored, and Lindsey Horan converted a penalty for the Americans all in the first half. The U.S. was back in dominant form against an impressive Colombian team that reached the quarterfinals of last year's World Cup. The U.S. will face Canada in the Gold Cup semifinals in San Diego. Kyle Larson won his second consecutive race at Las Vegas Motor Speedway yesterday to keep Chevrolet undefeated and give Hendrick Motorsports its second victory in the first 3 NASCAR Cup Series races of the season. Larson won for the 3rd time in his career at Vegas, where in 2021 he got his first win driving for Hendrick following a nearly year-long suspension in 2020. Austin Eckroat left PGA National in Palm Beach Gardens, Florida, with a share of the lead on Saturday. He left with the outright lead yesterday, and he'll have to come back today to finish the job. A Monday finish awaits after the final round of the opening event on the PGA Tour's Florida Swing was interrupted by thunderstorms that brought nearly 2 inches of rain in a hurry yesterday afternoon and forced everyone off the course for 3.5 hours. Eckroat is the leader at 15-under through 7 holes. Chris Mortensen, the award-winning journalist who covered the NFL for close to 4 decades, including 32 as a senior analyst at ESPN, died yesterday morning at the age of 72. There was no immediate word on the cause or place of death. Mortensen announced in 2016 that he had been diagnosed with throat cancer. That's a look at sports from the Northwest Wisconsin Sports Desk. I'm Dave Tindall.